But right now, let me tell you something, Riley. It's not always easy being a liberal, I'll tell you that. We all stray from the straight and narrow from time to time, but when we need to unburden ourselves, we can always confess our liberal sins. If you want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. But right now, it's my turn. Bless me, Brother Riley, for I have sinned.
How can I ease your burden, my son?
Well, you know, I was on Good Morning America last week.
Yeah, I saw you. You were very funny.
Well, thank you, Brother Riley. Here's my problem. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, why is that a problem?
You know, because we talked about, oh, God, I can't even say it.
Go on, my son.
About Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher getting married.
Oh, okay, I see your problem.
Right, exactly. It goes against everything we're supposed to be about here. It's just empty celebrity garbage polluting the airwaves. I felt like I punked myself.
But you said you enjoyed it, didn't you?
Yes. Do you know how great it felt to just turn my brain off for a couple of minutes, to just be the funny guy, to not have an opinion or a conscience?
No, but go on.
And then I started thinking, hey, maybe people really do need to know about Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore. Maybe I've been a total elitist snob all this time. Maybe I should just open my mind to all this stuff. Maybe there's more to it than meets the eye, Riley.
Mark, I'm here to tell you, there isn't.
It was a powerful thing, though, Brother Riley. It was like an evil force that was pulling me back. It was pulling me back, Riley.
Back where?
Hollywood.
Okay, you're in some trouble here. I think I have a good idea for your penance.
Oh, hit me, Brother Riley.
You have to buy subscriptions to Us Weekly, People, and the National Enquirer and read nothing but celebrity gossip every day for a month.
Wow. All right. But at least I don't have to watch Access Hollywood, right?
Oh, yes, you do. And if that doesn't work, you're going to have to watch Extra, too.
But it's all the same, isn't it, Riley?
Well, that's the whole point. Now go forth and sin no more.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Riley. Now, if anyone else out there wants to confess and seek absolution in our liberal confessional, you can give us a call right now at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. I'll see you in the booth in a minute. Cynthia Lennon, John Lennon's first wife, is going to be with us to talk about her new book, But Your Sins, of course, up first after this. It's Morning Sedition with Mark and Mark.
Join the Morning Sedition. Right now, call 866-303-2270.
What?
That's 866-303-2270.
You don't know until you've tried this.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Damn good.
Nineteen past the hour. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hey.
You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. We're about to invite you into the confessional to share with us your liberal sins. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Cynthia Lennon here in the studio. That's John Lennon's first wife. She has a new book out called John. That's very exciting. I had no idea, Riley, how long she was actually with John. I mean, this is, you know,
yeah.
In the Beatle myth, he's sort of like, well, she's just the first wife, but she, you know, they have a son together, and she, you know, it's a long time. It's going to be interesting to talk to her. So let's start taking some confessions. Okay, here we go. Brian in Everett, what? What is your sin, Brian?
Riding the gravy train, man. Drinking with Republicans. Boy, did I get the sleaze on me last night. Now, I got a job, you know.
Okay.
Because I'm not disabled, even though, oh, man, I'll tell you what. The guy, he's from South Kid, the guy in the bar, he says, welcome to the bar, you know, and it's like, you know, you're here.
What kind of bar? You mean you walk in and they go, welcome to the bar?
Oh, no, yeah, after he bought me a drink, it's like, you know, and all this stuff, it's like, you know, and just the conversation, and I tell you what, drinking is one thing, you know, and you know about it, because you've written your tell-all confessional book, and I tell you what, man. It's like, I've got to get the sleaze off me, and it's not the alcohol, it's the conversation, the company, and it's like, I think I held
my own. Wait, what were you talking about?
Well, the general gamesmanship of bar drinking that goes on in Everett is a city that is,
Hey, Brian?
Am I making sense? Am I not making sense?
No.
That's a complaint here.
No, there's. Wow, touchy. Wait, what are you up all night? Oh boy. All right.
I think when I got home last night, I might have forgotten to take my happy pills because It's like,
dude, did this just happen like 2 hours ago?
What time is it?
It's like, was this tonight?
It's 4:19, so it's wide awake early morning coffee time.
But I mean, but were you drinking like 4 hours ago?
No, at 11 o'clock.
So you're saying is that you drank with Republicans and...
And I had a Goldschlager and Jägermeister thing going on, and it was, I just got to get the fleas off me. I need help. I need penance. It's just the conversation about family stuff and just all this, it's like, this is... This, you know, these people I'm hanging around and all this stuff is the DeLay people and the Bush people. It's like, this is
all right, okay.
I was born to infiltrate. I was born as some kind of person to infiltrate my family, and I don't know who to confess. I don't know what to do.
Well, here's what you do. First of all, you know, get hold of yourself. All right.
Where?
And second, Brian, here's your penance. I want a song. I want the song to be called Last Night I Was Drinking with Republicans. That is your penance. I want a song called Last Night I Was Drinking with Republicans by next week.
And I got it. You know what? I have an organ.
Oh, I know you
an
do.
Organ. Right.
No, listen. Let me tell you something. I have the Yamaha MR, the Yamaha Electone MR-700.
Okay, well, why don't you get right on that?
And it's got a real cheesy drum box on it.
Last night I was drinking with Republicans. There you go. Right. I just wrote the first one.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and write it?
Do you want to fight? I love you, man. Why don't you just write this song?
I'll have a song next week. And I was going to also write a song for Bruce Cherry.
Okay, buddy.
It's going to be based on Cherry Cherry by Neil Diamond.
Oh, very exciting.
And then a song called Paranoid Loser based on Beautiful Loser by Bob Seger.
Okay, so
I got a lot.
You can base a song on a song? All right, I'll see you later. Bye. Okay.
Wow.
Ray in New York City, what is your sin?
What's up, Ray?
Hi, Mark and Mark. Mm-hmm. I must confess, we just found out that my law firm is going to move over to 1211, where the Fox News channel is.
Oh, my God.
And beginning of 2007, we're already working on the drawings, and I'm having these daydreams of seeing Hannity and O'Reilly in the elevator and spinning on them.
Yes!
Help me.
I've been battling with the Killing Rove daydream.
And there's always Rupert Murdoch, too. He's in that building.
That's what I was going to talk to you about, Ray. He's in the building. This is where it becomes Manchurian Candidate. I think you're thinking along the right lines, Ray.
Well, you know, I must admit, when he works in WABC, down in Penn Station, I imagine waiting outside with a pie.
No,
hitting him in the face. That's Hannity.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, that's not bad. I think that's a reasonable. So your sin is essentially that you are, it's almost like a conspiracy sin, that you are being moved despite what you would do normally. You're being moved by your business into this building. Is the sin that you're thinking about doing bad things or that you're actually going to be in the building?
Well, no. I mean, I have to feed my family. I've got to work.
Sure.
But my sin is having all these bad thoughts, but maybe they're not such bad thoughts.
No, I don't think they are such bad thoughts, and I think what you should do is start thinking of, here's your penance, start thinking of some creative pranks that you can do. Like, there's always the ordering 100 pizzas, having them delivered to Hannity.
Yeah.
There's always the three, if you want to, you know, get some money together, find some like-minded people, maybe put together a little bit of a kitty, and then, you know, have three prostitutes show up for Hannity or Rupert Murdoch.
And it's always sticking out the foot as he's walking by.
Well, yeah, that's good. That's a little send a big bag of falafel to O'Reilly.
Hattie.
Exactly, O'Reilly deserves a bag of falafel and a stripper.
Yeah,
and
loofah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll call you back and tell you how it goes when we.
Yeah, don't lose your job. I know, but have some fun.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take it easy. On the phone, confessing his sins. Bill Bennett, what is your sin? As if we all don't know.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, Bill. Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Well, it's tough dealing with you bunch of liberal commie pinko bedwetters, but I feel bad about my statement where I said that if enough black babies are aborted, it'll reduce the crime rate. I thought I sinned there.
You did sin.
Actually, what I meant to say is that if we drowned enough of them in New Orleans, it'll reduce the crime rate.
This is Bill Bennett.
I know.
I thought it was a prank, but it's really him.
Hi, Bill. How's the show going?
Hey, what's his penance, man? This is heinous.
Stick his head in the toilet bowl and flush twice.
Oh, that's not bad enough. I think Bill, there's only one thing you do. That's quit your job, renounce your conservatism, become a Democrat, and move to New Orleans and help in the rebuilding effort for nothing. Yeah, and stay away from the nickel slots, you freak.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Thanks for calling, Bill. That's a little creepy, man. Because I think it was Bill Bennett, man. I really think it was him. Don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you feel like it was him?
Oh, yeah.